The United States' approach to tackling the coronavirus crisis is changing now that the Biden administration has taken office. They've announced a 100-day mask challenge and are in the process of pushing Congress to pass more stimulus relief. The challenge of the pandemic has also shifted to include vaccination to reach herd immunity. Concerns about supply, production, delivery, and administration are top of mind. One proposed solution to these problems is to use the Defense Production Act. This act allows the federal government to require cooperation from companies when it comes to producing things related to American security. It can put an order from the federal government at the top of the line, make manufacturing quicker, and at a reduced rate. I spoke with Ben Smilowitz, executive director of the Disaster Accountability Project, to learn more about the Defense Production Act and how it might be used to further the Biden administration's vaccination goals.
To get a little bit of background, what is the Disaster Accountability Project?
It's a nonprofit that I started about 13 years ago after Hurricane Katrina as a way of improving disaster relief and humanitarian aid, making sure that lessons are learned and that we do better.
So right now, your organization is advocating for President Biden to use the Defense Production Act to dramatically increase vaccine and PPE production to combat the COVID crisis. What has the Defense Production Act been used for in the past, and why is it a good tool for the coronavirus response?
Yeah, so it's a Korean War era law that has been used as many as 300,000 times in the last year alone, mostly by the federal government to put its contracts first in line. And it's mostly for military purchases, though it's been used on occasion for disasters. So this is a law that gives the federal government real sweeping powers when it comes to telling industry to produce more or prioritize its contracts first so that the federal government can come first in line on critical good purchases.
And so translating that to a coronavirus response, what would that look like?
Well, we've had shortages in PPE, personal protective equipment, testing equipment. We're underdeveloped when it comes to sequencing the virus. And a lot of these problems could have been solved over the last year by more aggressive use of Defense Production Act to get manufacturers and producers to make more of these items in the U.S., allowing the federal government and even states to buy these items on priority so that instead of going through all these supply chains and even buy items internationally that sometimes lack in quality, we could be doing more here in the U.S. around production and fill gaps so that frontline workers are not still at risk. We haven't yet solved our PPE problems for frontline workers and medical workers, and it's been carnage really in among people that are helping. So we could have done a lot better, and now it looks like the Biden administration is committing to do better, and so we're asking them to use this law more aggressively for critical supplies like PPE and a vaccine, and even let states make requests under Defense Production Act with guardrails so that instead of states having to buy from out-of-state supply chains that have really jacked prices, and we're looking at states paying 5 to 10 times the dollar on certain items, states should be able to go right to in-state producers and buy from them directly with the help of the federal government. And this would save both states and the federal government a lot of money. It would help states' economies. It would get goods to the front lines much faster. These are all things that the federal government can do, especially if they're calling this a wartime effort.
Are there any drawbacks or concerns that, you know, you come up against about trying to get this act to be used more aggressively?
You're not really hearing much pushback. I think even Pfizer said that they welcome the federal government to use Defense Production Act to increase its purchase of vaccine doses. I don't actually know why our government hasn't been more aggressive in using this law. I think that the Trump administration didn't take this disaster seriously, so that may be one reason. But in terms of the Biden administration, I mean, they're just getting started, and I think that they've been making a number of good moves. I just want them to be even more aggressive.
What are the, like, where do we stand now? What are the moves that the Biden administration have taken so far? And do you think that they're trending in the direction of using the Defense Production Act?
It seems like that. I mean, so the last administration was a little standoffish when confronted with questions from media about whether they were using it. And, I mean, the former president even would say things like, I'll use it when I want to use it, and not really tell us on what and for what and when items would be expected. It appears that this administration is willing to be more transparent about these things. And I think that part of it is even journalists asking more informed questions about, for exactly what did you order? When will we expect this item? And will you be doing this, this, and this? And then if they don't have the answer at the press conference, hopefully they can come back at the next press conference and bring the answer. So we've seen so far the federal government stepped up its purchase of vaccine now to 600 million doses by sometime the summer. And while that's a great step, we want a billion doses ordered of both the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine. And the Defense Production Act can be used to do that because the federal government can help Pfizer and Moderna increase productive capacity. That's what the law does. And we're talking about maybe even telling Merck and other pharmaceuticals to make the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine in their production houses because they have capacity in their factories, and they're not doing COVID vaccines. They recently announced that. So why not have Merck do that? And I think the administration is considering that right now. But we need more vaccine because, first of all, children haven't been approved for the vaccine yet. And if and when they are, we should have those supplies on hand. And secondly, the whole world needs this vaccine. So just the U.S. having enough vaccine to help ourselves is not going to help us kick COVID. And some countries can buy it, and so we can make some of our money back. Others will need donations. But this net global pandemic is not going to be resolved until people all over the world are vaccinated. And so why not make those doses and those that vaccine here in the U.S.? It'll help our economy. It'll put more people to work. And we have the laws to do that. So we're saying let's aim much higher.
Right, not just doing damage control, as has been sort of the tack that the prior administration sometimes was taking. So in pushing for the federal government to use the Defense Production Act in the COVID crisis, as you've explained, have you encountered any misconceptions from people about what that could mean?
I don't think that even most members of Congress, and this is based on conversations with hundreds of offices over the last 8 months, I don't think most staffers and members even realize that Defense Production Act is used as frequently as it is. I mean, 300,000 times a year by the last administration for, you know, like widgets for aircraft carriers or missile systems, they had no idea. And so it's not this like sacred law that can't be used. It's used all the time. So if it's going to be used for defense, then why not use it just as much to save people from dying of a virus that's already killed 430,000 Americans and so many more around the world? So I think that so many members of Congress just don't even realize how common usage of this law is. And we've been trying to get them to update the law itself to allow states to use it in a limited way. And I just think that members of Congress don't really know how to lead when it comes to disasters. Like they have sat on legislation for months, and they've not really passed much at all since the beginning of this COVID disaster. So we've been calling them to be more proactive, to open it up a little bit, let states make requests under Defense Production Act in a limited way around production and prioritization. I don't really understand why they haven't gone for that, but I think they really haven't gone for much. Like, Congress has not done much at all. Like, not much has passed, really, since the COVID disaster started. So maybe things will change now that the balance of power has shifted and we're renewing our calls for a range of options, but all of them involve using Defense Production Act more aggressively.
If our listeners are interested in, you know, learning more about this or supporting your efforts, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, they can join our email list at disasteraccountability.org. And not only are we working on this advocacy, but we're trying to shine the light on the frontline organizations that are really doing the hard work on the ground, helping communities respond to COVID, both in the U.S. and globally. And they can find that list of organizations at smartresponse.org.
Cool. And do you have any final thoughts before we wrap up? Anything we didn't cover?
I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about this. And I think that, you know, the stronger the questions are from members of the media, actually more we'll see from this administration. They've taken questions from, you know, the previous day, and then you'll see announcements the following day that indicate that they are listening. And so I'm hopeful that we will have more a favorable reception from this administration. At least they're taking this disaster more seriously, which is a good step.
Agreed. Well, Ben, thank you so much for speaking with me today. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, thanks so much.
I've been speaking with Ben Smilowitz, the executive director of the Disaster Accountability Project, about how the Biden administration can use the Defense Production Act to combat the COVID crisis. Find this story and all our coverage online at kbu.fm/eveningnews. For KBU News In Depth, I'm Althea Billings.